But nowadays, you know, love and sex and all that, you know. Baba always wanted us that we should rise above sex. But here it seems that, well, sex is love and love is sex. I also in my youth thought that way. But I got a different picture now. Have you read the booklet for Love and Sex, of what we gathered from Baba? Have you read that booklet? What is it called? It's there. Have you read, Mera, have you read that?
No.
No? Where is Divana? Rabia, you must have read it, no? Baba gave us, it's a nice thing. What Baba told us about love and sex. He wanted us to rise above sex. Pardon? No, it has come in.
Do you mean in the discourses? The sex?
No.
It's just a little blue and white book.
Yeah, no, yeah, it is greenish. It is from the society. The society had come over here and put us this question one day. He says, well, did Baba say anything about sex? I said, yeah, Baba has said something about sex. But isn't sex love? He said, sex love? We have to rise above sex to in order to attain love. He said, what sex? But our life is that we, our life is of love. He says, yeah, that's right. But I also used to believe that way. But see how Baba has shown us a different way about it. We have to rise above sex in order to attain real love. It's a beautiful thing.
Have you ever read Saint Therese of Lisieux?
Yes.
How beautifully she speaks up. She describes love as nothing but sacrifice. But she expresses so much that I relate to. We relate to is the little way, the simple way. You don't have to do big things in order to receive God and His love. It's in the daily things. There are so many opportunities in every day, in every moment, in every thing that happens to you in your life, day to day, through which you please Him, you receive Him. And love, the Maharshi described, is nothing but a row of sacrifices, your little sacrifices.
Dying every moment.
Yeah. And what she receives from it. You see the giving part like that. And what she receives from it, that she does not lack in anything. But she teaches that you can receive God, you can reach God through your very simple, small things, in small things, in the small way, in the little way. She described the little way so beautifully. You know, that suits us. Because supposing there were no little way, supposing there only had to be a big way, supposing there was only a highway to God, supposing there was not little lane to God. I mean, if you were not suited to the highways, you didn't ride, you didn't know how to ride, you didn't have a charger on which to gallop to Him on the highway, if you didn't have all that knowledge that was required, if you didn't have all the things that would be prerequisite for attaining God, what would you do? Nothing is wanted. In fact, you are not wanted either. That's the whole principle of her way, her little way, that you can do it in every little thing all day long. And what she did is amazing. These are the simple things that Baba said is almost impossible. One day seated here, Baba said, it's so simple to have, so simple that it's almost impossible. And that is insane. Sister Therese's way is so simple. But so poignant. So how she could, because there is no banners to show that she has done it, there is no singing to praise what she has done, nothing. It's the real silence, the real secret between the lover and the beloved. and what she does, and how it reaches, not only reached others during the lifetime. She was an unknown, unrecognized little nun in some Carmelite monastery, convent. But even after she left this world, people are still receiving that love, which was nothing her whole life, but nothing but a sacrifice of every moment, moment by moment by moment. Not one sacrifice of her whole life, but a sacrifice that's divided like the year is into days, into weeks, into months, into weeks, into hours, into minutes, into seconds. That is the only. I love that. I've read it, I think, 3 times.
Bhava doesn't differentiate between sex and love. Because whatever we call it, our cardinal passions, which we call love. A passionate embrace, a passionate kiss, and passionate this, that I love the person so much, and all, it's there. It's the same thing. But Baba says it's just like a golden cord. The end, the lowest part of it is sex. And the other end, which is the highest part, is gradually ascending from sex towards divine love. It's the same cord. But what happens? We get stuck to the lowest end. And only through, as Mani says, that little ways you see that are there, through ladders of imperfection can we reach the perfection.
And it's not just we are saying that because now we are old. You know, some people say, but uncertainty. So it's not that. But Baba has... how we have earned this from our past life must be, because Baba's hand of protection has always been there. I still remember in our alley there were some Christian houses. We had a lot of Burmese Christians as neighbors, as friends, lovely people. I get along very. We also had Mohammedans, but this Christian family, they are very musical. Even if they are very poor, when Christmas time comes, a festival comes, they're ready for a dance. They change, transform the house into, you know, beautiful decorations. And they make the altar, always the altar, so beautiful with Jesus and Mary. So then we were having a little dance, like, oh, girls and boys were together. I must have been about 10, 11, 10. So, you know, when you hold hands and then you cry. And then at some time, the boy and the girl gets in that arch of human hands. And that's when you're supposed to kiss. And it happened with me and this Christian boy. And I immediately said, no, no, you can't kiss me. And he said, he looked startled. He said, why not? I said, because I'm going to become a nun. And he didn't know what to say. He said, oh, I must tell my mother. I said, yes, you tell your mother. But I look back. You know what I mean to say? Even from the first, how Baba's hand encircled, his arm encircled you in every step of your life. When your only goal is Baba. And my goal was simply to be Baba's nun, to come and be with Baba.
No, but there's a
okay, now let's go.
Okay, tea.